Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production.
Now available on Apple Podcasts,
Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. If you feel that colleges are a threat to America, you're going to love this episode. We unveil our new project, DivestU, DivestU.com. Also, the new and improved Professor Watchlist website at ProfessorWatchlist.org, ProfessorWatchlist.org. Also, we expose China on ChinaOnCampus.org. This is all brought to you by Turning Point USA, TPUSA.com, the nation's largest conservative student organization on over 2,000 high school and college campuses across the country. I want to hear from you. Email me your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com, on this episode, freedom@charliekirk.com. Be prepared to be stunned, surprised, and motivated to action. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Do you feel that when you send your kids to college, or when you listen to this, who might be a college student, when you go back to college, you are being indoctrinated by a group of people that fundamentally hate America? Well, you're right, if you believe that. At Turning Point USA, we are the nation's largest conservative student organization focused on educating the next generation around free markets, first principles, American exceptionalism, and the rule of law. For years, we have been trying to educate the general population, including board members, trustees, and donors, about the threat that higher education poses to our country. In fact, I have said before that colleges and the direction that they are headed and the indoctrination that they are engaged in represent the greatest threat to the future of America. A couple years ago, we did a project called ProfessorWatchlist.org, and we have just rebranded and revamped it. Professor Watchlist is a project of course, Turning Point USA. And the mission of Professor Watchlist is to expose and document college professors who discriminate against conservative students and advance leftist propaganda in their classroom. Professor Watchlist is a carefully aggregated list sourced by published news stories detailing instances of radical behavior amongst college professors. Now, mind you, ProfessorWatchlist.org, I encourage you to go to it right now. We are not calling for the termination of these professors. We are not calling for the silencing or the censoring of these professors. We're not engaging in cancel culture. Instead, we are using our rights of freedom of expression to make you, the student, the alumni, the board member, or the donor, aware of what is happening on our universities. Far too often, there are conservatives that are the ones that are funding these universities through voluntary donations. Also, because of this, we have started a new project today, DivestU.com. That is DivestU.com. And the thought process behind this project is to get center-right conservative donors to divest their millions and millions of dollars of voluntary gifts to colleges across the country to say, I am no longer going to fund universities that are contributing to the downfall of America. Whatever happens on college campuses will soon happen in halls of Congress, in corporate boardrooms, and in every single corner of corporate America and in our country. DivestU is designed to be one of the most aggressive projects we've ever done to combat radical leftism at every single level, including universities. We have to strike root causes. DivestU is sending a clear message to the academy that their relentless indoctrination of the next generation will not go unanswered. That conservative, decent, reasonable, rational people will not continue to fund the downfall of Western society. So I encourage you to go to ProfessorWatchlist.org right now. But let's go through some of the professors that we are highlighting. These are individuals that are teaching our children. When you send your kid off to school, they might be learning from some of these people. Do you want to know why we have BLM Inc., and a population that supports them and statues being torn down and the fundamental tearing of the fabric of America. Part of the reason why is because we have universities that are rotten to the core, that have professors that are determined to help destroy America. Meet Dr. Andrew Little. This is on ProfessorWatchlist.org. He's a professor at Cornell University. He said that hiring more Republican professors would lower the quality of the professor on campus calling Republicans anti-intellectual. He seems awfully tolerant. How about Angela Putnam, assistant communications professor at Penn State Brandeis? She said this. She said white people are, quote, socialized to believe that they got where they are because of individual effort, where she says that's a myth and a lie. And if you actually go into the data that she's published, it was actually a simple survey completed by only 12 of her students. So you can check your level of privilege on Putnam's website. Meet Anne Blankenship Knox. She's an associate professor at the University of the Redlands. She also pledges to decenter whiteness in her classes by prioritizing first-person narratives of people of color. Meet Dr. Ann Scott, a professor of English at Northern Arizona University. She docked points from a student's paper for using the word, quote, mankind. She's told the student that she would have to give her a lower grade to punish her for not, quote, looking beneath your assumptions and understanding that mankind does not mean all people to all people. Dr. Anthea Butler, a professor at University of Pennsylvania, said God is a white racist. She also called Ben Carson a racial slur for supporting people's rights to own and fly the Confederate flag. Meet Dr. Anthony Makula, professor of mathematics at SUNY Geneseo. He tried to publicly shame school community members that had supported President Trump. Around 600 employees at the university received the email asking them if they supported white supremacy, if they were dare supportive of President Trump. Meet Dr. Arthur Butts. He's a tenured engineering professor at Northwestern University, supposedly one of the best schools across the country. Again, this is ProfessorWatchlist.org. You can see it for yourself, all third-party referenced. He wrote a book called The Hoax of the 20th Century, where he claims, get this, the Holocaust is a hoax. The book claims that, quote, not only were there not any Jews that were virtually wiped out, but what's more is that there's no evidence that exists to date to confirm that there was any attempt from Hitler to do so, end quote. He also publicly supported the then-Iranian president Mahmoud Ahmadinejad for calling the Holocaust a myth. This is who's teaching your children. Interestingly enough, the left is very silent when people like Dr. Arthur Butts, who says the Holocaust is a hoax, continues to have his job at Northwestern University. Meet Dr. Arthur Kaplan. He's a distinguished professor of bioethics at NYU, New York University. Kaplan argued in 2015 that Trump's tactics for gaining support was just like Hitler's. Kaplan argued that Trump's immigration plan should, quote, be reviewed in the same repugnant tradition of Hitler. Ironically, Kaplan previously criticized people who used Nazi analogies in bioethics debates. Meet Dr. Ashwini Tambi, is an associate professor of women's studies at the University of Maryland. Dr. Tambi has made a number of outrageous claims on Twitter about economics and feminism, saying, quote, she called for men control, that we need to get a control of our men in addition to gun control. When running a business, HR issues can kill you. Wrongful termination suits, minimum wage requirements, labor regulations, and more. HR salaries are not cheap. I can tell you that from personal experience at Turning Point USA. They're an average of $70,000 a year. That's why I am so excited about Bambi. It's spelled B-A-M-B-E-E. It was created specifically for small business. You can get a dedicated HR manager and craft HR policy and maintain all your compliance, all for just $99 a month. With Bambi, you can change HR from your biggest liability to your biggest strength. Your dedicated HR manager is available by phone, email, or real-time chat. From onboarding to terminations, they customize your policies to fit your business and help you manage your employees day-to-day, all for just $99 a month. Month to month, there's no hidden fees. Cancel anytime you didn't want to start your business because you wanted to spend time on HR compliance. Let Bambi help and get your free HR audit today. Go to Bambi.com/Kirk right now to schedule your free HR audit. That's Bambi.com/Kirk. That's BAM to the BEE.com/Kirk. Meet Bart Kinnegenberg. I don't know if I mispronounced it. I mean, no offense if I did. Is an assistant professor at South Carolina's Clemson University, where he teaches in the School of Computing. Kinnegenberg made headlines after taking to Facebook, where he unleashed a barrage of insults aimed at Republicans and the GOP. Here are some of the specific comments that he said this is a professor teaching your children. All Trump supporters, all Republicans are racist scum. I admire anyone who stands up against white supremacy, violent or nonviolent, hashtag punch Nazis. This society is aggressively structured to make cis white males succeed at the expense of minorities. He seems like a real tolerant person who should be teaching your children, right? Bill Mullen is a professor of English and American Studies at Purdue University. He is best known for being a co-founder of the national campus-based organization Antifa. That's right, a domestic terror organization founded by an English and American Studies professor at Purdue University. He was the founder of the Campus Antifa Network, CAN, an Antifa-aligned group for university academics. Mullen describes his role as, quote, to drive racists off campus and to protect the most vulnerable from fascist attacks. This is Bill Mullen, who is a co-founder of Antifa and teaching young people at Purdue. Meet Joshua Clover. He's a professor of English at the University of California. According to his university biography, Clover specializes in, quote, critical theory, Marxism, political theory, political economy, poetry, and poetics. Clover was roundly condemned after tweets in 2015, along with the San Francisco Weekly, advocating for the murder of police officers. So he thinks police officers should be murdered, and he is still a professor at the University of California, Davis. He said, quote, people think that cops need to be reformed. They need to be killed. What's wrong with society today? I'm thankful that every living cop will one day be dead. Some by their own hand, some by others, too many of their old age. Quote, let's not make more. This is teaching young people and teaching students. This individual, again, is Joshua Clover, professor of English at University of California, Davis. And by the way, any young people listen to this that has a professor that you think should be added, go to professorwatchlist.org. You can add a tip or you can email us freedom@charliekirk.com. freedom@charliekirk.com. It's amazing how many parents do not know that there are Holocaust-denying, cop-death-sympathizing, Antifa-founding professors that you are paying your hard-earned money towards. I encourage you to share this podcast with friends and family, donors, board members. It is worse than you could imagine. How about this one? According to ProfessorWatchlist.org, a project at Turning Point USA, Sunil Shingave is an associate professor at English at University of Texas Austin. While teaching at the University of California, Berkeley, Shingave co-founded the anti-Israel group Students for Justice in Palestine. Sunil first generated controversy for the course, quote, The Politics of Poetics of Palestinian Resistance, where he claims that Israel has systemically displaced and killed, maimed millions of people, an outright lie. This course that he taught, of course, was barred conservative students from attending, which said, quote, this class takes as its starting point the right of Palestinians to fight for their own self-determination. Conservative thinkers are encouraged to seek other sections. Now teaching at the University of Texas Austin, an allegedly conservative state, he's regularly engaging in protests and events committed to demonizing Jews and Israel. You wonder why all of our celebrities are saying things negative about Jews like Deshaun Jackson and Nick Cannon? Because they're probably spending time around college professors. This guy is incredibly anti-Semitic, comparing Israel with Nazi Germany, claiming, quote, this is not me being hyperbolic. Gaza is the biggest open-air concentration camp in the world, and the condition of the life in Gaza is not dissimilar to life in Auschwitz and Dachau. Well, why is the population in Gaza increasing every single year if it's like Dachau or Auschwitz? An incredibly disgusting comparison, but if you're paying taxes in the state of Texas, you are funding these radicals. By the way, why are Republican senators and Republican governors not doing something about some of these individuals that are teaching in our public schools? ProfessorWatchlist.org. Search your school on there. Amin Hussein is a part-time faculty member at New York University and the Pratt Institute. According to the university's website, Hussein's work focuses on resistance and liberation movement generated in theory and practice. Hussein is also a co-founder and directs the New York City-based activist group Decolonize This Place. According to their website, Decolonize This Place events center around indigenous struggle, black liberation, free Palestine, global wage workers, and de-gentrification. Hussein and DTP are known for their extreme rhetoric and aggressive confrontations with law enforcement. In fact, they used Antifa-style tactics during the latest arsons and riots and domestic terror practices in the last few weeks, and DTP regularly features videos of burning police vehicles. Seems like a thoughtful professor to me. In January, DTP posted the following graphic for an upcoming protest against the New York City police. The damage from the protests led by Hussein resulted in 13 arrests and over $100,000 worth of damage to the New York City subway system. He is a member of the New York City Solidarity with Palestine. Hussein is known for his position to entwine his anti-police and anti-Jew views. Hussein projected his radicalism at June to no to annexation rally hosted by the anti-Israel group Within Our Lifetimes. And it goes on. Also, at a Al-Quds Day rally in 2016, Hussein spoke very nicely about ISIS and Islamic jihadists, saying, quote, "We are proud Muslims fighting for justice and always possible. And yes, jihadis, and always possible." Saying nice things about jihadis. Play tape.
Muslim, proud Muslims, fighting for justice, and in all the ways possible. And yes, jihadis in all the ways possible. And if they're going to silence this voice of righteousness, then they don't know what our religion is. But that doesn't mean that we step away from what you believe in. And we of all religions should fight for justice. And this is the other point I'm going to bring up. The notion of there's a huge distinction between our Jews, our brothers, our sisters, our comrades, our cultural friends who are Jews, and Zionism. And they're afraid now. They're afraid because the Jewish people are decoupling Judaism from Zionism. And it's our moment to fight. It's our moment to fight. And don't let anyone tell you that you need to renounce your brother or sister because they're fighting in a way that's unacceptable.
This one's a real beauty. Carol Christian Fair. She's an associate professor at security studies at Georgetown University, an allegedly respectable institution. Again, if you think your kid is going to get a nice education when they go to a place like Georgetown, maybe think again, because Fair was recently the subject of a complaint filed by a colleague for harassment, abuse, and hate and cyberbullying. Wait till you see this. Asra Nomani, who is Muslim, said she voted for Trump because of her problems with Obamacare. Fair then went on a month-long rant against Nomani, including calling her various insulting names in her native Urdu, claiming Nomani, quote, pimped herself out, as well as saying F you. But she's probably best known for her tweets directed at conservatives. You see, Dr. Fair, during the confirmation fight of Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh in the fall of 2018, she launched into an incredible racial tirade on her account, accusing Republicans of enabling a rapist and for calling the castration in serious tweets. So this is a professor who's saying, quote, "All of them deserve miserable deaths while feminists laugh as they take their last gasps." Wow, she's calling for the death and castration of men. Bonus, we castrate their corpses and feed them to swine. Yes, she's talking about white men. This is a professor who is still on payroll at Georgetown University. Look at thus chorus of white entitled men justifying a serial rapist's arrogant entitlement. Now, mind you, there is incredible amount of backlash of our project at Turning Point USA, of the professor watch list. Don't care. We are fighters at Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. Texas State University attempted to kick off our Turning Point USA group off campus because of an unsafe environment. This is, of course, spearheaded by another radical anti-American professor, Dr. Elizabeth Bishop, who tried to get the conservative student body president removed from office and fired from their job for opposing student funding dollars for funding Angela Davis, who's a terrorist, from coming to campus. But what about when the tables are turned? Take Professor Gordon Klein, for example. You see, the New York Post reported, a professor at the University of California, Los Angeles, says he was suspended from his job after refusing a student's request to effectively cancel final exams for black students amid protests over the death of George Floyd. "I have been placed on involuntary leave for 3 weeks, and it looks I may end up being more than that." So he gets censured and kicked off campus because he says that there should not be a leave of absence for attesting because a Minneapolis cop did something evil thousands of miles away from Los Angeles. Because when a white student emailed asking him for a, quote, "no harm" finals grading policy, which would excuse black students from taking finals due to the trauma surrounding something that didn't happen to them, he responded, "Thanks for the suggestion in the email below that I give black students special treatment given the tragedy in Minnesota. Do you know the names of the classmates that are black? How can I identify them since we've been taking online classes only?" He continued by saying, "Remember that Martin Luther King famously said that people should not be evaluated based on the color of their skin. Do you think that your request would run afoul to MLK's admonition?" Pretty reasonable, right? Well, not to the mob. They got him suspended from his job, like I said previously. So it's fine for the mob to go after reasonable professors, but not okay for Turning Point USA to raise awareness about some of these radical leftists, not even calling for their firing. I just think it's interesting that people continue to fork over millions of dollars. In fact, conservative business people and philanthropists have given billions of dollars so that we can have people like Dr. Fair from Georgetown call for the castration of white men. I don't think that conservatives should be funding universities and professors that call for the castration of white men. I don't think that's very thoughtful. I'm going to go through some other examples. How about at Chathamon University? Professor Catherine Kruger recently published an article employing that feminist pedagogy teaching technique in her class, describing it as a necessary response to students wanting attention to feminist concerns. Many of her students, Kruger has noticed, quote, seem to experiencing a kind of feminism fatigue, and they are way to admit that they could ever suffer at the hands of, guess what, imperialist, white supremacy, capitalist patriarchy. You see where these ideas start to incubate? You see where all these awful ideas that our congresspeople are advancing actually come from? How about Julio Cesar Pino, who was arrested by the FBI for lying to the Federal Bureau of Investigation for his affection to ISIS? Julio Cesar Pino was previously a professor at Kent State University. We have been talking about him for years, and he faced an entire investigation by the FBI for his connections to the Islamic State, but he was still defended by Kent State University. How about Charles Angeletti? He's been a long-standing individual on our professor watch list. Charles Angeletti, who is a professor at the Metropolitan State University of Denver, he said that he required his students to say a Pledge of Allegiance that said, quote, I pledge allegiance to wrap myself in the flag of the United States of anything un-American and to Republicans for which it stands, two nations under Jesus, rich against poor, with curtailed liberty and justice for all, except blacks, homosexuals, women who want abortions, communist welfare queens, tree huggers, feminazis, illegal immigrants, so on and so forth. He did end up resigning from the university after a huge fight that happened at Metropolitan State University of Denver. How about Jody Lindley, University of Iowa, who her entire class is teaching students how to deconstruct whiteness? So even the Midwest schools are not immune to this, where you pay money so that your kids can learn how to deconstruct whiteness. And by the way, it's not just the radical professors. Some professors are beholden to a much more sinister force than just radicalism. And that's why we also have our project at Turning Point USA, ChinaOnCampus.com. On ChinaOnCampus.com, we track all of the universities across the country that are funded by the Chinese Communist Party. Many schools that you might be sending your kids to, or schools that students listening to this podcast might be returning to, are funded by our greatest enemy, the Chinese Communist Party. So we have compiled an entire list on ChinaOnCampus.com of all the universities and the professors that are currently on the Chinese Communist Party payroll, that are currently taking money from the Chinese Communist Party, that are currently selling their sovereignty and selling out their university to America's most committed and despicable enemy, the Chinese Communist Party. Now, understand, a lot of these partnerships happen at these universities, trying to say that we want to have cultural immersion. We want to have more students understand the Chinese culture. What ends up happening, according to the Federal Bureau of Investigation, Christopher Wray, these become military institutions on campuses all across the country. So there are currently still 60-plus Confucius institutes across the country. University of Akron, Alfred University, University of Alaska Anchorage, University of Arizona. By the way, all the ones I just mentioned outside of Alfred University are public schools with Republican governors. Why are they allowing the Chinese Communist Party to run their universities? How about University of Auburn Montgomery, Augusta University, Baroque University, Binghamton University, Bryant University, University of California, Davis, University of California, Los Angeles, University of California, Santa Barbara, Cal State, Long Beach, Central Arkansas, Central Connecticut, Cleveland State University, Colorado State University, Columbia, Denver College, Emory University, George Mason, Georgia State, George Washington University, University of Idaho. We don't have enough conservatives to rise up to kick the Chinese out of the state of Idaho. And the Republican senators, despite me trying to reach out to them, refuse to speak out about how they have Confucius Institutes at their own campus. Kennesaw State University, University of Kentucky, University of Memphis, Michigan State University, Middle Tennessee University, University of Nebraska, University of New Hampshire, Rutgers, New Jersey City University, University of North Carolina, Charlotte, Northwestern Nazarene University, Old Dominion University, University of Oklahoma, University of Pittsburgh, Portland State University, Presbyterian College, Savannah State University, University of South Carolina. Most of these that I'm listing are conservative Republican states, but they take the money from the Chinese Communist Party and they prioritize Chinese cash over America. Southern Utah University, St. Cloud State University, Stanford University, no surprise there, Stony Brook University, SUNY Global Center, State University of New York, State University of Optometry, State University of Buffalo, Temple University, Texas Southern University, University of Toledo, Troy University, Tufts University in Boston, University of Utah, Valparaiso in Indiana, University of Washington, Wayne State, Webster University, Wesleyan College, Western Michigan University, West Virginia University, College of William & Mary, University of Wisconsin-Platteville, and Xavier University in Cincinnati, Ohio. Our goal at Turning Point USA is to get every single Confucius Institute closed over the next 2 years, and I will continue to pressure governors, lawmakers, to kick China off campus. These professors are not just educating your children. What they are doing is they are infiltrating the entire academic system. For the front-facing part of education, when these professors talk to the media, when they publish journals, now when we understand that we are paying our tax dollars for many of these public universities, we are also funding Chinese communist propaganda and partnerships with the Chinese Communist Party. Sports are coming back. That's right, Major League Baseball is coming back, I think on July 23rd, opening night. And as they come back, you have to make sure that you know about betonline.ag. NASCAR and Formula One and EPL is in full swing, and there's no shortage of ways to get in on the action. Do you need more? BetOnline has simulated NFL Madden games, NBA 2K and UFC happening every single day for you to watch live and to wager on if you so choose. And as sports get closer to returning, BetOnline has future odds on everything you can imagine, season win totals, division odds, and even odds on every league championship. Visit betonline.ag or use your mobile device to join now and use your promo code podcast1 to receive your new welcome bonus. BetOnline, your online wagering experts. Visit our good friends and exclusive partner at podcast1, BetOnline, to take advantage of the best bonuses in the business. That's promo code podcast1, betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. Go Cubs. We must understand that in order for conservatives to be successful again, we must play offense. That is why we are doing our project, Divest You. I want to tell you two good stories. If anyone listening to this podcast right now is a donor to your university, please decommit your dollars and join us at divestyou.com. I am proud to announce, as of today, we have a couple major donors that collectively are decommitting $7 million to Harvard University and Baylor University. At Baylor University, we warned them if they do not allow a Turning Point USA chapter at Baylor University, we will circle the wagons and get donors to decommit their funding from their colleges. Harvard has routinely engaged in BLM Inc. propaganda. Harvard is the center point of so much hatred and so much leftist propaganda in our country that we now have a group of donors that are decommitting $5 million plus from Harvard University. Stacy Feinberg, a friend of ours and donor at Turning Point USA, and a friend of mine personally, she's a great person, said, quote, "Harvard, for decades we admired your Noah's Ark of cultures and ideas. But then you filled your hallowed halls with ideological arsonists, and as your ivory tower burns, you have the audacity to ask alumni to pay for the firemen." Well said, Stacy. "You're not getting another dime from us, Harvard." God bless you, Stacy. And she's been instrumental in helping divest money from Harvard. Dr. Keith Rose from Baylor University, a highly accomplished individual and also a guest on our podcast before, he said, quote, "Baylor, I could no longer be a spectator in the education of my kids. I had to get involved. The first thing I had to do was to choose to not support a mechanism that wasn't teaching or educating my children, but was instead subverting them through ideology." Please consider joining us. If you're in a position or you know someone who is, even if it's not a massive amount of money, it could be $500, it could be $5,000. It's divestyou.com, divestyou.com. You see, divestment is a tactic that the left has been using against us for decades. They try to get colleges to divest from Israel, to divest from fossil fuels. They've been very effective in this. They try to get universities to become more radical, or they might divest public pressure or flow of capital, taxpayer dollars. And we as conservatives have refused to use the tactic of divestment. And I believe that any conservative that is out there, you have a moral prerogative to no longer fund professors that call for the castration of white males. And despite all of that, she still was not fired from Georgetown University. We have a moral prerogative to not fund Holocaust deniers as they teach and speak at Northwestern University. We have a moral prerogative not to fund professors that have assaulted students like Eric Kanan, who from California State University, Fullerton. We have a moral prerogative not to fund professors that make it a point to try and say that Republicans are anti-intellectual. And the stories that we get at freedom@charliekirk.com that you email me, freedom@charliekirk.com, are incredible. They show a complete and full picture of how our university system is now the primary culprit for the downfall and the destruction of everything that is good and right in the world. So I encourage you to go to professorwatchlist.org. You can check out your school, and it's probably listed on here of the professors that are engaging in this blatant and total indoctrination and radicalism. And again, I'm not calling for these professors to be fired. That would be me engaging in left-wing cancel culture. Instead, I am highlighting and asking the question, why do we keep sending our kids to these schools? For example, Dr. Marcellus Andrews from Bucknell University said that there will be a steep and lasting price of anyone that invites a conservative speaker on campus, threatening students for daring to invite a conservative speaker to come on campus. Or how about Mark Lamont Hill, Temple University? I've debated him before on television. He was fired by CNN for his anti-Israel, anti-Jew remarks. He's a Jew hater. Speaking before the United Nations, Hill called for a, quote, free Palestine from the river to the sea, which are sentiments widely understood as a call for the elimination of the State of Israel and the murder of Jews. He also repeatedly refused to condemn Louis Farrakhan by saying, Minister Farrakhan is my brother. Mark Lamont Hill, Temple University, Jew hater. Or how about Shelley Connor from Loyola University, associate professor of English, who wrote in the Feminist Wire that all men have a secret desire to rape women in their sleep. That seems like a very nuanced opinion from a professor, Loyola University, Chicago. Or how about Luis Leiva? Luis Leiva was at Vanderbilt University, complained in an academic journal that the field of mathematics is a white and heteronormative, masculinized space, saying that math is a white construct. That's right, teaching our children at Vanderbilt that mathematics is whiteness. Or how about Lisa Wade at Occidental University, associate professor of sociology at Occidental? Dr. Wade called for abolishing all fraternities and sororities, although she did allow an exception for black fraternities and sororities because she said that fraternities and sororities are a construct of whiteness. Or how about Lisa Durden, who is a professor at Essex County College in New Jersey? She appeared on Tucker Carlson's show about why whites are not allowed to be part of BLM Memorial Day celebration. She responded with some very controversial comments that then followed her back to her home school. She continues to make the argument that white people should not be allowed to participate in anything that has to do with black remembrance, a highly racist opinion. She is a racist. Or Dr. Linda Brunton, a professor at Columbia State College University, who requires students in general psychology classes to wear rainbow ribbons for one day to support the LGBT agenda. If you don't, you get a lower grade in her class, and she stated that opponents of gay marriage are, quote, uneducated bigots who attack homosexuals with hate, Columbia State Community College. Again, you wonder why our country has fallen so far? It's because of miserable professors like this. And how about Lawrence Torchello, Rochester Institute of Technology, who said anyone who dares to contribute to the scientific discussion of climate change should be jailed for criminal negligence. Wow. Lawrence Schall from Oglethorpe University in Atlanta. Again, a lot of these schools should be just folded and not exist anymore because they are supported by conservative donors and by money from the federal government. He wanted to make sure that his school was open to all students, but he ostracized Trump supporters by blasting Trump in a school-wide email and a self-congratulatory email, coming out in favor of strict gun confiscation and speaking out against the president and conservatives. He wrote, quote, I still find it difficult this morning to believe that a majority of voters in our country choose to elect a man whose views on civility and inclusivity are so at odds with mine and the views of Oglethorpe community. Seems like a very tolerant individual and goes on to basically condemn all conservatives. He's the president of the school, not just a professor. Or how about Laura Beth Nielsen from Northwestern University? She's a professor of sociology at Northwestern University. She wrote an op-ed that there are good arguments for restricting the First Amendment, and she makes an argument that the First Amendment should be repealed. Laura Beth Nielsen, Northwestern University. Latham Hunter from McMaster University, in a recent paper, Hunter said, quote, it's impossible to do Christmas without running into the patriarchal construct after another. She believes that both Jesus and Santa both contribute to the advancement of a patriarchal society and that Christmas gifts are sexist. Or Lars Mayshock from California State University, Fresno. He's a lecturer in the history department. He said he wants Donald Trump hanged and asked if anyone would help raise money to fund the assassination of Donald Trump. Seems like a tolerant, thoughtful individual. Larry Little used the university at Winston State University by giving students extra credit to go volunteer for Democrat campaigns, giving them extra credit and better grades. Lance L.J. Russom was a professor at humanities at Polk State University, gave a female student a failing grade because she would not declare that Jesus Christ was a, quote, myth. Failed the student because they wouldn't deny Jesus Christ. Kevin Allred is an adjunct professor instructor at Rutgers University. He underwent a psych evaluation after a series of questionable and possible threatening tweets relating to Donald Trump and the Second Amendment. He went to Twitter after the election, complained that Rutgers had not publicly ensured the safety of students after Trump won. He also teaches a class called Politicizing Beyonce. Again, these people are just fools. There's no wisdom anymore in the academy. And it goes on and on and on at professorwatchlist.org. Now, here's how I'm going to end the show. If you go to your search engine, Google right now, probably is what it is, and you type in radical professors, here is the top result of the 10 most controversial professors in America. Number one, Ben Carson, according to Google. Number two, Robbie George, who's a conservative at Princeton. Number three, Marianne Glendon, who is actually a pretty substantially thoughtful person at Harvard. Why? It's because she was appointed by George W. Bush and the President's Council on Bioethics and also was the ambassador to the Holy See. And, of course, Thomas Sowell. Mind you, this is why we have our project at ProfessorWatchlist.org, why we are exposing the anti-American activists that are teaching our children every single day lies, nonsense, bitter resentment, and ingratitude. It's ProfessorWatchlist.org. Please consider supporting us at tpusa.com and divestu.com. Share this podcast. Share the wisdom. Share the truth. Enjoy the website. Get engaged. Get involved. We are fighting for the next generation of America. It's also ChinaOnCampus.org, ChinaOnCampus.org. It's time to fight. I've said this many times in this podcast, but guess what? We practice what we preach. We're actually doing it at Turning Point USA. We are exposing and unmasking the radicals that you are probably funding. No more. Do something about it. It's time to save our country. ProfessorWatchlist.org, TPUSA.com, DivestU.com, and ChinaOnCampus.com. Email me your examples at freedom@charliekirk.com, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thank you for listening. Time to fight. Talk to you soon.